Greetings in Jesus' name on this third day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside, and we're expecting up to 2 feet of snow starting today and snowing all the way through Friday. A slow-moving nor'easter is coming through our area, and we're kind of excited about it. April snowstorm, and we just had a couple feet of snow a few weeks ago in March, and now we're getting more in April. And in Maine, sometimes these spring snowstorms really pack a punch. And we're looking forward to having the snow and plowing and all that is involved in the activities of that. The lady folk will be fine in the house, but the men folk will be out plowing and blowing snow. I've got to get my tractor prepared and all that today. Also headed down to teach the Bible class in just a few moments. And then after the Bible class, doing different things around the work of the ministry, and then back to my study preparing for the service tonight. It's going to start snowing around 3 o'clock this afternoon, but we're still always have services, and we never cancel, even during blizzards. We go and preach and teach, and those that show up, and the others watch on the video, and we're going to ask God to give us a marvelous meeting tonight. A powerful meeting in the Lord as we preach and teach and sing and shout and give God the glory for all that He is doing in and through our lives. I certainly appreciate our radio listeners and those that let us know that they're listening, and many of you do. And we're grateful for you. We're praying for you. You pray for us. And we're in this together. And let's go ahead and keep fighting the good fight of faith. And let's go ahead and keep warring the good warfare. Let's not tip our sails in compromise, but let's be men and women and boys and girls marked by conviction. And let's stand for Christ in this hour in which we are serving Him. In your Bible today, I want to notice the references about the kinsman redeemer. And in Ruth, they begin to speak about Boaz and him being the kinsman redeemer. Oh, a beautiful example and a beautiful type of Christ that we find here in this wonderful book of Ruth. And here in this passage, it references a couple things about Boaz. And he simply says, "And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age." What an amazing truth that they were going to get to experience Boaz being this kinsman redeemer, one that would come along and redeem this individual. Oh my, how glorious is this. But I want to run quickly to who the fulfillment of this is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the fulfillment. Boaz was the kinsman redeemer there in the book of Ruth. But Jesus is our one that has redeemed us. He became a man so that He might also know what we were going through, that He might know our struggles and know our temperament and know our sorrows. But yet, He is also God in that He could redeem us from the sin of the world. I thank God for that. And I want you to notice about this today. Number one, "And He shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life." And that's who Jesus is to us. He is a restorer of our life. Our life was in shambles before we met our kinsman redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. We were headed for destruction before we met our Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He has restored our life. Number two, He is a nourisher. It says here in Ruth 4:15, "And He shall be a nourisher of thine old age." And not only did our kinsman Redeemer restore our life, but thank God He has nourished our life in our old age. He shall be the one that nourishes us. And I know that we can find nourishment in the food that we eat day in and day out, but there's no nourishment like the spiritual nourishment of our kinsman Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who nourishes us in our old age. He restores our life. He nourishes us in our old age. You might as well just go ahead and call time out. Hold your hand up. Call time out and say, "It's time to shout a little while. Thank God I have a restorer. I have a nourisher in my kinsman and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ." You've been listening to this Wednesday morning edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to Tango Bravo Echo Lima Lima T-Bell at MetroCast.com. christfieldtoday.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.